Hey, we're recording at 2:47. Dr. King, I'll do a roll call. We're back from executive session. Dr. King?
Present.
Dr. Bastillo?
Present.
Dr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Barton?
Uh-oh, Josh Barton, you're muted again.
No.
We'll give you a sec to log out and log back in. I see his mouth moving, but I can't hear him.
Ms. Cardoza?
She has left the board meeting.
Okay. Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
And I'm Judy Chappius, and it looks like Mr. Barton is back. We're having audio difficulties with Mr. Barton.
Okay.
There we go.
Good. Okay. I am here.
Yay. All present except Ms. Cardoza, Dr. King.
Okay. So where we left off procedurally was I had made a motion to offer a consent agreement. I'll rescind that motion. And we'll go back into some discussions unless someone has another motion.
So going back to discussions then, I guess what I am leaning towards is that we look at some kind of permanent restriction on the license that would allow him to practice, but that would protect.
Uh-oh, Josh, you popped out again.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
You know, I think what we ought to be looking at is something in the neighborhood of, you know, a consent agreement that involves a permanent restriction saying he needs to have a chaperone. And he needs to have somebody who is present to ensure these types of incidents with women don't occur again. And that, that be handled by a practice manager that he pays for. So that's kind of where my inclination is. I know there are other practice concerns regarding the documentation and the therapy. I am new enough to the board that I'm not comfortable taking a shot at that quite yet. So I would defer to some of our more or to some of our professional members regarding what restrictions and continuing education units may make sense in that front, but that's what I'm thinking as far as the sexual misconduct allegation.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you that something permanent needs to be put in place.
Well, I'll go back and add some of the terms as well that Mr. Greer outlined.
Are you making a motion, Karen, for a consent agreement?
Yeah, just to continue to build the consent agreement.
Thank you.
I'm more in favor of a 5-year probation. With possibility of early termination after 2 years, with good reports. I do feel he does need to abide by the recommendations of Dr. LeClaire and take the probie ethics course or a similar level of ethics course. I know that there has been some documentation coursework that's already done, so that may not need to be done. However, I do feel that based on what we hear, I do feel we do need to have some professional monitoring done with a practice audit, a chart review. And based on some of the recommendations that are made off of that, I do feel that we may have to look into further physical therapy CEUs, on evaluation and treatment. But I don't know if there have been the changes made that we think were made, we won't have to go down that road. But if the auditor feels that there's some deficit, then I feel like we need to be able to put some additional educational units in place. I like the idea of chaperone, absolutely, to continue.
Would you be willing to consider that the chaperone be equally licensed with him? Or are you okay with it being a PTA?
I'm okay with it being a PTA.
Dr. King, I guess I'd be curious kind of what your perspective is on that. If it's not an employee of his, I'm not as concerned about the subordinate kind of feel, but I'm not a professional in this area. I don't practice. I guess what's your perspective on that? If we had a PTA, because my concern obviously is that if we say it has to be an equally licensed, it's going to be a lot more expensive for Mr. Kempton, right? If that's what we need to do to make it safe, there's some kind of dynamic there that is concerning. I'm open to it.
Yeah.
But I'm curious what your perspective is.
Thank you for asking. I think there's two things. There's the monitor, right, and the chaperone. The chaperone is his employee. That person's paid by him. A PTA is always a subordinate to a PT, an insubordinate. It's a certificate versus a license. It's a shorter period of time. Licensing, and there's always a power differential between the PT and the PTA. And that would just be my concern, is the comfort and confident level in challenging a PT from a PTA's perspective about a practice decision. So that's where my potential discomfort is in having someone that's at least not somewhere equally licensed to him to be able to actually have a clinical conversation about a decision he made about touching or even confront him about a decision that they weren't comfortable with as the chaperone. So if
I do, I do appreciate that thought. There is just a substantial cost differential.
One point on that, I believe, Dr. Kempton suggested that he would be hiring another PT. Could that PT potentially be that individual?
Or he could choose not to treat female patients.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my concern on that is if it's the other PT he hires, there's going to be an obvious incentive there of this physical therapist to, in order to keep their job, obviously is going to have to keep Mr. Kempton's license alive. And so I worry about the conflict of interest there.
That's true with the PTA though too, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would be. Especially
yeah,
if the
well,
PTA is not treating.
Unless I believe his current arrangement is he has a PTA who does not carry a caseload and who is working on some kind of an independent contractor status. I'm less concerned in that perspective because presumably that PTA has a caseload somewhere else that they could go to should something go sideways with Mr. Kempton. And so I guess that's the difference in my mind.
And having a PT really, why would Mr. Kempton even treat the patient?
I mean, a female patient.
Just have the other PT patient. So I don't think they can. The chaperone be a PT makes much sense.
He's a practice owner, so potentially he can do more administrative stuff and still practice.
And I understand that, but really we're making that decision for him, saying you shouldn't treat women because we're requiring another PT to be there if you do. And I think it would be easier to say,
Don't treat women.
So I'm comfortable with the current arrangement as stated in the interim agreement, but I understand others might not be.
So far we have a disciplinary consent agreement with 5 years of probation and monitoring. Did I get that right? 5 years of probation and 5 years of monitoring. Early termination and 2 of the monitoring and the probation, or just the monitoring?
The probation with early termination possible after 2 years.
And a reevaluation of his practice. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
By the practice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I got it.
I also think, considering the past discipline or the non-disciplinary action that we have heard from in the past, I think there should be a trigger provision in there where if he is found to be non-compliant with the consent agreement, at this point, I think the license should be summarily revoked.
Okay, I agree with that. Okay. And then taking the probie, are we okay with him continuing to practice with a chaperone until he takes it? We want to talk about suspension until he's completed the probie.
Well, we have to get, I think we should give him a length of time to complete the probie. I don't know how long it takes to sign up and take it. I don't know if 4 months is too much or not enough, but, I don't really want it to go beyond 6 months before he takes this course. And I don't know if it's reasonable to expect him to take it within 6 weeks. So,
you want to say 3 months?
Unless it's just impossible, but I would like to see it.
He can come back to the board and let us know, ask for an extension.
Okay.
From our staff, do we have any idea what the time frame is for signing up for and taking the Pro-V exam? Okay, Judy is muted but shaking her head no, so I'm going to assume.
I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
I just don't know that for sure. He would have to investigate with the course itself and schedule a time to do it.
And then I know we talked about probie, and Karen, you talked about he's already had some documentation. Are there some CEUs around patient care, evaluation, and treatment that you want to look at, or no?
I'm happy to reserve judgment until I see the practice audit and chart review.
Okay. And that will be done by an external monitor.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, external monitor.
That's a little tricky though to kind of like have the wait and see. If you think there's something appropriate, we should put it in the consent agreement.
Fair enough. So truthfully, I feel like he should take a minimum of 1 CEU course, 8 hours in spinal evaluation and treatment, can be any level of the spine, and 1 peripheral joint course, 8 hours. My preference truthfully would for those to be in-person classes where there is some hands-on, there is some.
I agree with you, especially with all the interventions that he's doing are hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. And they can be more, but a minimum of 8 hours.
8 for each? Yeah, 8 for each, Karen?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
And time frame, please?
6 months.
If we're done, would it be okay if I read what my notes reflect?
That'd be so helpful. Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to offer a consent agreement. It'll contemplate the revocation of his license. However, the revocation will be stayed subject to his successful compliance with the following terms of probation, which should last 5 years with the right to request early release after 2 years. while on probation, he will, you know, engage the services of a practice monitor that will conduct a full audit of his practice from initial intake to proper billing to discharge, just, you know, a complete audit of his practice and abide by all practice recommendations. The practice monitor will submit quarterly reports to the board. I mean, I'm assuming that these are just keeping with our typical terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. Also, he's engaged, you know, keep engaging and practicing under the chaperone as set forth in the ICA, and the terms of the ICA will just be incorporated into the final consent agreement. With respect to continuing education, he'll have 3 months to successfully complete a probie ethics course or something similar. And then in addition to that, he'll have within the first 6 months have to complete 16 hours of additional continuing education. Those hours are to be completed in person, 8 hours to focus on spinal evaluations, and an additional 8 hours focused in the areas of, is it peripheral joints?
Mm-hmm. Peripheral.
And with respect to his ability to request early release after two, that'll be subject to the recommendations of the auditor, the practice monitor, as well as his, you know, behavioral health therapist. And did you also want him to submit some sort of psychosexual evaluation report to show that he is safe to practice without a chaperone in place, or some sort of evaluation?
Yes, when he requests termination.
Okay. And those are my notes.
Mr. Harris, I think the only thing you missed is that we had stated that those 16 hours need to be in person.
Thank you.
And you said quarterly monitoring reports, but how often? I don't know that I heard how often the monitor should be in the practice monitoring the practice. Should they go in every 2 weeks? Should they go in every month? How many records should they review? That's typically in our monitoring agreements.
I mean, I would suggest the minimum of every 2 weeks at first. And probably 5 charts. Does that sound reasonable?
I think at first, with the opportunity to
agree. Totally.
You can make that request. And do you want just female patients if he's looking at records? I know Mr. Harris referred to overall clinical practice, but I don't know if you want the focus of the monitor to be more on the treatment, evaluation of treatment of female patients.
At this point, I think the minimum of 3 female patients, 3 to 2, and then we can adjust that.
I'm curious how the board would feel about kind of a step down, if this is going to have a trigger provision where if there is a problem with it, it's going to revoke his license. My inclination would be to say we start out with every 2 weeks and then go to maybe every 2 weeks for 6 months, and then go to monthly for maybe 18 months, and then maybe quarterly for the remainder.
So you said monthly for how many months, Josh?
I'm pulling numbers.
No, that makes sense.
But 18 months is what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. For 18 months, yeah. I think that iteration sounds reasonable.
He said every 2 weeks for the first 6 months.
He did.
Yes. So six months at 2 weeks, and then 18 months at monthly, and then quarterly for the remainder of the probationary period.
I wanted to just quick clarify with Mr. Harris when you were talking about all of the everything stipulated in the current ICA. That includes following all the recommendations from the psychosexual evaluation.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Okay.
And I don't want to put, you know, terms into the consent agreement. I was just,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, organize.
The only other question I had about the CEUs, which is something that we discuss on disciplinary hearings, is that the CEUs don't count toward renewal. Do we have a feeling about that?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sure that's in there too. And then do we have a time frame from the time he receives this that to have it signed?
My inclination would be, I think if we're going to move to a formal hearing, is there any reason we wouldn't be doing it at our next monthly meeting?
If they don't sign the consent agreement, then we'd have to issue a complaint notice, a hearing, and there's a minimum 35 days there.
So probably May.
I think what we're looking at, though, is more of a time frame in order to accept the consent agreement, and if not, the matter will be referred to formal hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should give him, is 2 weeks long enough for him to think about that and sign it?
I mean, I wouldn't want to go more than that. I was thinking 10 days.
I think 10 days or 2 weeks is fine.
Yeah, and that's upon receipt of the consent agreement.
Right, and especially given that obviously Mr. Kempton is here and able to hear what we are putting in this consent agreement, he's got some time to think about it before he even receives it. So why don't we do 10 days? Is everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so now do we have an official motion, or do I have to take a gander at reading this back to make it official?
I think it was official.
Okay.
And then I second it. We just didn't have a second. So I'll second.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Judy, you're muted.
My apologies. I was muted. Who actually made that motion? Was that Mr. Greer?
I think it was me.
Mr. Barton.
I think it was Josh Barton.
Okay. Thank you.
But Mr. Greer, do you have any comments or thoughts on it?
No.
Anything you want to add or discuss?
Nope, I support the motion as is.
Can I just ask a clarifying question? Until that consent agreement is signed, we're going to continue with the requirements of the amended ICA, correct? So the chaperone will still be required. They'll still need to submit weekly logs to me until such time that monitor then would be accepted, and the monitor would then, it would be folded into the monitor's review. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mindy, I'm sorry. Can you repeat what you did, the last part, as far as the chaperone and the monitor?
So you're going to require that while he's under his consent agreement, he's going to have a permanent restriction, and he's going to have a chaperone for all female patients. Currently, under the amended ICA, that chaperone submits the logs to me. But once the monitoring actually is underway, really those logs, in my opinion, should go to the monitor.
Yes.
Those logs should go to the monitor and be part of that person's review of the practice.
I'm sorry, I just missed that. Yes, I
agree.
But
I will continue to monitor compliance until such time that happens.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. If there's no further discussion, then we'll call a vote.
And now you're going to rely on me to restate all of this. So correct me wherever I'm wrong.
Mr. Harris, because he's got it down.
Okay, so it has been moved and seconded to order a revocation of Mr. Kempton's license, but a stay of revocation subject to his compliance with the following: probation for 5 years with an opportunity for early termination after 2 years, and a reevaluation of his practice. The chaperone becomes a permanent practice restriction. The terms of the existing interim consent agreement will be adopted into the final consent agreement. A monitor for 5 years with the monitoring all aspects of his practice, including billing, initial intake through discharge, to begin with every 2 weeks, a minimum of 5 records, of which at least 3 must be female, for the first 6 months, move to monthly for the next 18 months, and then quarterly for the remainder of the probationary period. The probie ethics course to be completed within 3 months. Continuing education to be completed within 6 months. To be completed in person, do not count towards renewal requirements, for a total of 16 hours, 8 hours of which, minimum of 8 hours, should be in spinal treatment. The other 8 hours should be in peripheral joint treatment. Early release is subject to the monitor as well as behavioral health therapist recommendations and subject to another psychosexual evaluation. If this agreement is not signed within 10 days of receipt, the matter will be remanded to a formal hearing. Is that everything?
Yeah.
Well done.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Dr. Hike.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Barton.
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you, Dr. Kempton. The board will be in touch with you on some of the details.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Kent.
Thank you, board, members of the board. I appreciate your long consideration of this matter.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Well, board members, I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you. We are at a place of adjournment unless there's any other new items we want to add to the agenda.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Where's happy hour?
We're almost there.
I mean, East Coast has already started.
Yeah.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adjourn.
Yes, we do. Motion and that's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Dr. Hike.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Barton.
Yes.
That motion passes. The meeting is adjourned at 3:15 and the recording will be stopped.
Bye, everyone.